Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio. And tonight's episode is dedicated to your health and your joy and happiness, because you already know your potential is infinite. But what are you really doing to achieve it? You know, it happens too often that people allow circumstances and sometimes outside influences to take control over their lives. And my very special guest tonight will help you, offering you real-world guidance to shift everyday stress into calm, clarity, to heal your past trauma and put back, you know, your life into the driver's seat. I mean, you want to be on the seat of your control of your life. So our goal for the next hour is to empower you to maximize your inner capacity for success, for health, for well-being, for unconditional love, for inner peace, for creativity. You know, we all know that what's going on right now in the world is humanity going through the worst health crisis ever. But one of the positive things, there's always something positive in the negative. COVID did something good, waking us up to the significance of our good health and making us realize that we cannot enjoy life without our health. And for this reason, prevention is key. And as you will see during the show, how significant it is to address the root of any disease and to see yourself as a whole. So beyond the veil of physical disease is often a reoccurring negative feeling, or a childhood trauma, or a past life karma, or a harmful imprint that has to be erased. So it's never just the physical disease in itself. So when one part is broken or damaged, the entire machine malfunctions. So recognizing this is the first step to good health. Now let me bring you my fabulous guest. He's one of my favorite people ever. He's an expert on health, wellness, and he's no one else than the amazing Dr. Darren Weisman, my colleague in the field of self-help and spirituality. A man, I tell you, I admire him deeply. He's a holistic physician. He's a developer of the Lifeline Technique. He's a best-selling author, The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude, Awakening to the Secret Code of Your Mind, The Heart of the Matter, and his children's book, The Daily Lesson of Infinite Love and Gratitude. He's a contributor author to Dr. Emoto's best-selling book that we all heard, The Healing Power of Water. And based upon his expertise of the subconscious mind and the holistic approach, Dr. Weisman is an international speaker in the field of consciousness. He has been featured in films like Emotion, Making Mankind, Beyond Belief, The Truth, and the award-winning documentary Heal. Dr. Weisman has written numerous articles for many magazines like Natural Health, The Huffington Post, Prevention in Style. He was named the thought leader for the United Breast Cancer Foundation. He's been featured on Hay House for many years with his acclaimed radio show, Heart of the Matter. And based on his life work and research, he developed the Lifeline Technique. I want you to know everything about Dr. Weisman, because he established this extraordinary center, and thousands of people and students all over the globe, you know, are already certified Lifeline practitioners in 24 countries. That's pretty remarkable. So Dr. Darren loves life. He has three beautiful kids. You know, he wants to help you awaken to living with passion and purpose, because that's actually his passion, is teaching people how to intentionally change the emotional program of your subconscious mind. So his clients, you know, they've learned so much from him, and they know how to enhance their body's natural potential to thrive and to be healthy. So I'm inviting my amazing guest, Dr. Darren Wiseman. Thank you so much for being my guest tonight. I love you so much.
Well, I love you so much, Dr. Carmen. Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here with you and your amazing listeners.
Okay, so I know there's a lot of people listening, and I want to start by asking you, what do you feel people hold back from creating that positive change in their lives? What do you think is holding people back?
You know, it's a simple answer, but a not so easy answer at the same time. And and that is fear. You know, fear affects all of us. And there's a real, you know, first and foremost, there's a lot of fear that's going on in our world right now, globally.
Right.
But fear is a natural part of our wiring. We are designed with fear-based reflexes, blinking our eye, putting out our hand if somebody's falling, that gut instinct that says, I don't feel safe, you know, or that intuition that tells you to do something or not do something. Fear has a really great purpose. However, that's not supposed to be running 24/7.
Right.
That's only supposed to come on in the particular moments that it's necessary. And when people are driven by fear-based thoughts and fear-based feelings, the voice inside of the head that speaks to us with fear, and then all of a sudden, you know, what happens? But the blood shunts from our, you know, gut to our extremities, and that affects our digestion and our immune system and our muscle tone and all these different things. When we can learn how to view fear and create a relationship with this part of ourselves that is, I know it might sound weird, but I think that anyone who's listening here is going to get what I'm saying. When we can create a loving relationship and accepting a compassionate relationship with this part of ourself that shows up in this way, then we can begin to create a change in these struggles, in this stuck pattern of our health. Well, no, go ahead.
So I just wanted to ask you, do you think that the way you explain it is so powerful, so intense, and so clear to understand, but do you think that this fear-based mentality that exists and that dominates people's mind is also the root of so much anxiety and so much depression and so many panic disorders that even the young generation suffers from?
Yep. It's at the root of the anxiety and the depression and the panic and the addictions and the obsessions and the disease. It's at the root of it. It is. However, you know, we can be aware of that this is causing that. However, unless we learn to look at it as a meaningful conversation, not something to make go away, not something to destroy, not something to shame yourself or judge yourself about, but to create like, oh, there's truly a conversation. However, the conversation's in a language I don't speak right now. What I'm really passionate about, Dr. Carmen, is teaching people how to interpret this fear-based pattern from a subconscious perspective, because the fear that we observe in our life has a deeper root to the experience itself. There is some level of memory, or as you said, imprint or karma or past life or generational pattern that when we can get to that, we can create really significant, positive, healing changes that can completely transform someone's anxiety and depression and panic and sleep challenges and, you know, and energy and all these different things.
So I want to ask you a question, because everybody has a hard time understanding what is exactly the subconscious mind. I have people coming to me and said, well, can you define why it's so vital for me to understand and to go deep in that subconscious to create deep change, healing changes in my life, but I'm not getting exactly the where is that subconscious, because that's not something visible. How can you define, you know, in simple terms, so everybody listening will understand what is that subconscious side of them?
Yeah, for sure. Well, the subconscious is a form of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of intelligence. And the intelligence, the information field of the subconscious mind, it's an energy field, is reactive. Its purpose is it's the reactive part of our mind. And just like the word itself, sub, like below, submarine, the subconscious is below conscious. So it's invisible. We can't see it directly. We can't feel it. We're not going to know it directly. The only way to know the subconscious mind is through what we are conscious of. So the key of the reactive subconscious mind is it has two purposes.
Mm-hmm.
The number one purpose of your subconscious mind is to protect you in the present moment, kind of like if you were to touch something that's hot. You know, you don't have to think, oh, it's hot, I'm going to take my hand away from this hot flame. You just immediately pull your hand away really fast, right? That's the subconscious mind. It's protective, it's reactive, and it not only protects and reacts physically, but it protects and reacts emotionally as well as spiritually. And this is going on all the time. However, check this out. There's another part of the subconscious mind that a lot of people aren't aware of. And that is what's called the evolutionary part. And what that means is that the subconscious mind, when it's showing up in your life and it's not protecting you, like if you've got a disease, if you've been diagnosed with cancer or autoimmune disease or inflammatory types of diseases, if you've got a panic disorder or, you know, depression, that's not protection. That's not protection. That's another part. It was protection at one point, but what that is right there, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And that there's something below the surface, and really hear me here, there's something below the surface that's attempting to wake you up to a power that you didn't have the ability to be in at some other point, whether it be acceptance or compassion or gratitude or forgiveness, the ability to really be in your power. And so it shows up as allergies. It shows up as stomach aches. It shows up as these moments of phobias and in different kinds of stressors. So the subconscious mind protects in the present, but when the present moment is not a protective moment, I'm looking around, there's nothing to be afraid of here, but I'm still afraid and my heart's beating out of my chest, that is what I call a portal. And a portal is, instead of a problem, a portal is a doorway to your subconscious mind so that you can change these programs. You can delete the negative thought patterns. You can clear your trash of negative thinking and limiting beliefs so that you can optimize your health and your well-being, and you can really step into your dream. You can really step into your life with passion and purpose.
This is the best way to define subconscious mind in the real world, everybody to understand it, you know, clearly. So this is what your subconscious really is, you know, is that protective, that reactive part of the mind, you know, that the consciousness is kind of built, because like you said, the subconscious is below, so then consciousness is built on the subconscious. Like the subconscious stores everything, you know, every imprint, every experience.
Everything
is there. And then you need that portal. I found that is the doorway, you know, into the subconscious mind, so that you can actually take the information from the subconscious, bring it to the cognition, to consciousness, and that is when you actually create the healing process. Am I right?
You are so right, and it's really amazing because I love helping people when, you know, there's so many things that we can do, and there's so many coping mechanisms. There's so many things to learn and study and to practice. But I find that people in our world, like, are doing all these things but still struggle with the anxiety, with the depression, with the panic, with the overwhelm, right, with the symptoms. For example, I had a client today who I saw for the very first time, a professional person who, you know, is really successful but is self-sabotaging. And there's this pattern that's going on where this person has so much anger and so has been, you know, victimized by a past relationship and has been unable to get past this relationship. And this is affecting arthritis in the hands and feet, has been affecting really, you know, a wonky digestive system and an autoimmune disease. We went through the process of the Lifeline technique, and that helps us to, you know, delete and shift these subconscious core limiting beliefs, these negative patterns. And at the end of the session that we did, this woman who was literally 10 out of 10 fear, 10 out of 10 anger, 10 out of 10 depression. And when I say 10 out of 10, I only say 10 out of 10 means death would be better. So this person was in a 10 out of 10. And when we finished the session, there was no charge whatsoever going on. There was no anxiety. There was no fear. There's no depression. What did we do? We got into that invisible subconscious part, and we processed those emotions, and we shifted them with the energy of infinite love and gratitude. We went into the vibration in the information field of the subconscious, and we raised its vibration with infinite love and gratitude. And it's so powerful when we can be led through a process like this, or when we can learn how to do this for ourselves. This is a game changer.
Yeah, it is a game changer. And you know, now I understand way better than ever the way what you develop, you know, that is so extraordinary as a technique, and probably the best that exists in my understanding from all the techniques that I heard about, in going deep at the level of the core of your suffering, of the core of those imprints, of the cores of those emotions that dominate your daily action and the way you present yourself and everything that has to do with who you are. And you go there, you know, and you create that portal and create the healing by transmuting the negative imprint into a positive one.
Yeah, amazing. I really like how you said that. I mean, what ends up happening is when we're afraid, when we're depressed, when we're overwhelmed, you know, we just want it to go away. We just want to, like, avoid it, make it go away.
But it doesn't.
It's a paradox.
Yeah.
It's a paradox of emotion. The more we attempt to avoid emotion, the more emotion comes to the surface.
Right.
So when we can really open that connection and awaken a whole new ability to create a bridge, then, you know, the healing can begin on a level that goes beyond coping, but it goes on to a level where you actually change the program, delete the old programs, put in new programs in your subconscious that directly influence your health and well-being, and therefore influence the people around you.
Because people talk all the time, okay, you want to change your life, change your thinking. You know, that has been said a million times.
Right.
You know? Well, you are what you think, you are what you think you become. It's all in your mind. But it's way deeper than that. You know, what you try to actually show them the way the mind really works, you know, and how, you know, you are a reflection what's very deep within yourself. And a lot of people, like I said, they might not quite get exactly what that subconscious level is all about, because people say, well, the subconscious mind is not visible, and how can I heal something there when I don't even see it, I don't even get it, I'm doubtful that I can actually get that deep within myself. So that's where people have a hard time, and that's why we are where we are for thousands of years. Humanity hasn't really shifted all those programs that exist within ourselves for thousands of years. That's why, you know, at the mind level and the subconscious level, the collective subconscious mind of the planet hasn't been really evolving that much, you know, in terms of evolution of the human race. And it's all there, you know. I mean, we still kill each other. We still do all the bad stuff.
We still kill each other.
And
that's it. It's just it. And we're in a place right now, and we're in a place where, you know, there's such a continental divide. There's such a world divide.
True.
As you said, and I just want to repeat this for everyone, everything comes from our mindset. Everything comes from the way we think. But what percentage of the mind, the thinking mind, what percentage of the mind is subconscious? What percentage of the mind is invisible that's influencing us in such a powerful way? And the answer is 90 to 98% of our mind is invisible and subconscious. So as much as we learn really cool ways to breathe and meditate and use affirmation and prayer and different kinds of focus, which are all wonderful, there's nothing wrong with it, but the key is, how do we actually reprogram that subconscious mind? How do we actually change the program? And that's what the Lifeline Technique is a 16 step-by-step-by-step process that guides people through a journey that enables real sustainable change on a subconscious level, so that the thoughts that you're thinking aren't thoughts from when you were three and you were in an environment of, you know, your dad had being this, your mom being this, your family, the finances. These patterns end up repeating themselves. They become a revolution. They spin and they repeat themselves again and again. And when we can get in contact with these parts, and it's really easy and actually fun to do, it's actually a fun process, then what's really cool is that we can really influence, you know, what's going on in our life. And then what's great, Carmen, is then the yoga or the breathing or the journaling or the vision boards or the therapy that we do, it becomes exponentially more effective when you're able to make the deep subconscious shift.
You know, if this is something that will be taught in at some point in the last year in high school or in college,
I'm telling you, oh my goodness,
we won't have such a depressed young generation. You know,
it shouldn't be that late in school. It's, you know, it needs to be way before that. The youngest person that ever got certified in the Lifeline was 16 years of age. The eldest person that got certified was in their 80s, right? So anyone can learn about the subconscious mind.
Something that the world should know everywhere.
I
you
agree.
Know, it's like we talk about all kinds of nonsense on media, on television, but we don't talk about what is so significant. This deep healing that humanity needs now more than ever,
yeah,
you know?
I tell you.
This, I think that what you created is so revolutionary, is so powerful, is so needed right now. I don't know, I am just hoping and praying that this will become something that is, as I said, taught in school, because we learn everything in school except what this would be more significant than anything else, than history and I don't know what. So anyhow, this is remarkable. We're going to take a short break, Dr. Darren. We'll be with you. And we have a lot of listeners, people that want to speak with you. But I'll continue to some of my important questions, and I want to also talk to somebody about talk to you about your events. So that's very important for everybody to know. So we'll be back in 2 seconds.
Wonderful.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I am live with my amazing guest, Dr. Darren Weissman, talking about such an extraordinary topic. And I want to let you guys know that tomorrow at I think it's 3 p.m. Eastern Time, if I'm right, we're going to be live on my Facebook account, so you guys can join us, can join the conversation, can have questions for Dr. Darren and myself, and we will be 1 hour live. So we'll talk also about Dr. Darren's event. That is such an extraordinary event that I want you everybody to be on board, because it's a free event and you cannot miss something like this. And let's talk a little bit about your upcoming event, Beyond the Veil. I'd love for you to tell us much more about what you prepare for all of us.
Well, I'm doing an event on November 13th. I really have a passion, Carmen, for helping as many people as I possibly can. I've really found that so many people struggle with their emotions and how to really create positive, quick, natural, effective change. And so on November 13th, I'm doing an event that's called the Lifeline Technique, and it's 3 steps for unlocking the portal for your higher self. And I'm going to be going into 3 significant things that help to change our mind, our body, and our beliefs. It's called the Conscious Mind Portal, the Conscious Body Portal, and the Core Limiting Belief Portal. And it's so that we can transform these parts of ourselves that get triggered into anxiety about the future or regret or shame or guilt about the past, so that we can truly live in the present moment. That's going to be one of them. The other is about, I'm going to teach something that's really neat. It's called the See, Feel, Hear process. And it helps us to process our emotions so that we can directly influence our body's ability to heal, because the emotions that we bury inside affect the health of our body in every way. And so you're going to learn about what's called the Conscious Body Portal and the See, Feel, Hear process. It's so cool. And then the last one is called the Core Limiting Belief, Carmen. And that's my favorite. That gets into the concept of perception.
Right.
And how we see ourselves, how we see the world around us, and how to change our thought patterns and belief systems that are keeping us stuck and struggling, so we truly discover the infinite value and the infinite power that lives within everyone. And, you know, this is available for everyone. And so it's going to be really great. That's November 13th. And it'll be a 90-minute free event. It'll be profound. It'll be really a great thing for those people that resonate with it.
So 90 minutes is a free event.
And yeah.
How do people subscribe? How do they...
You know, I'm wondering, because we're on our radio right now, I'm wondering how that even happens. I know that that David had sent a link, but I actually don't have
I can
have
share
that.
A link to all of my subscribers. I can send a newsletters announcing everybody about this event.
Okay, I think that would be the biggest thing.
And we can also talk, so everybody listening right now to the show, tomorrow I'm with Dr. Darren live on my Facebook.
Oh, that's cool.
Go to Carmenara Facebook, my fan page, and be with us, and we will share the link. We will give you all the information possible. But our people listening and want to talk to you, Rosemary, hold on the line. Leilani, you guys hold on the line. We'll talk to you in a minute. My one more question to you will be, just to make it a little bit easy for everybody to understand, how can we change negative patterns of thinking and belief, limited beliefs that leave, you know, like weeds within our subconscious mind?
You know what? Let's create an amazing healing for everyone listening right now. Are you cool with that? Do you mind
yes,
if I lead everyone?
Cool.
So I'll definitely take individual calls, but I would like to lead everyone
through
that.
Let's do that. Yeah, because that's for everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So, you know, here's the thing. You know what I'm going to ask you, everyone who's listening, just take a deep breath with me. Take a deep breath in. And now just let it go. And in this present moment, just acknowledge, what's your portal? Where are you in pain, physically, emotionally, spiritually? What is it that's causing you to struggle? And if you can, what I'd like you to do is write that down on the piece of paper in front of you. Is it your health? Is it your marriage? Is it certain relationships? Is it money? Right? What is it about your life that's causing you to be stressed? And just write that down. Everybody's got something, right? And as you're writing that down, and just do it right now because I'm going to guide you into this, I invite you to just acknowledge, what emotion does it cause you to feel as you connect to what it is that you're struggling with? So if it's your health, what emotion do you feel? Do you feel frustrated, or do you feel helpless? Do you feel fear as you're thinking about your marriage or your relationships? Do you feel shame or guilt? If it's, you know, about, you know, your business, are you feeling insecure or not enough? What emotion do you feel? And what I want you to do is write that emotion down. And on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 is nothing, 10's the most, what do you rate the emotion or the emotions that you feel? Because maybe you feel insecure and sad and frustrated. And just write down the different emotions associated with what you're struggling with, your portal, and rate those emotions, right? Because now when we take callers, and I'm so excited to take your calls, I'm going to guide you through a process. And the first step of the process is to acknowledge, hey, if you could choose to create your life a day or a moment, would you choose to create it where your body had these different symptoms or diseases or pain? If you could choose to create your marriage or, you know, your relationships, would you choose to create it where you feel brokenhearted and overwhelmed and driven by fear, anxiety, or depression? hey, Carmen, would anyone ever choose to create their life this way?
Of course not.
Of course not. Not a chance. And just everyone go ahead and say that. No, I'm not choosing this. No, I'm not choosing this. And why are we saying that? Because what's not a choice, what's not an action, is a reaction. And do you remember what the reactive mind is? The subconscious mind.
Right.
So what you just wrote down is a subconscious part of you. And that's the beginning. That's the beginning. That's the beginning of change. And I have a question for you. If you could shift, what is it that your heart desires to feel? You already know you wouldn't choose to feel fear or depression or overwhelm. But connect to your heart with love. Connect to your heart with courage. There's greatness inside of you. There is love inside of you right now. What does your heart desire to feel? Like for me right now, my heart desires to feel playful and in the flow. That's what I'm feeling. I desire to feel playful and in the flow. What does your heart desire to feel, Carmen?
My heart desire to feel stability, balance, joy, and celebration.
Oh my God, so many things. Stability, balance, joy, celebration, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever your heart desires to feel, write that down. And now we're going to create a new vibration for your subconscious mind based upon what your heart desires to feel. And the way that we create this is because your mind will follow you if you lead it. And so if you are already there, Carmen, you could say, I am stability, balance, joy, and celebration, right? Go ahead and say that. I am stability, balance, joy, and celebration.
I am stability, balance, joy, celebration.
Yeah, and for me, I am playful and in the flow. I am playful in the flow. Put I am in front of what your heart desires to feel, and now you have a new, like you've got like a GPS. You've got a new GPS for your subconscious mind. And this is the last part before we take your call. Are you open? Are you ready? Are you willing to use your imagination, my friend? Hey, Dr. Carmen, are you open, ready, and willing to use your imagination?
Yes.
How does it feel to imagine that you're living the life of stability, balance, joy, and celebration? How does it feel as you just see yourself lit up, the look in your eyes, the expression on your face? You got to skip in your steps, stability, balance, joy, and celebration. Right now, Carmen, people all over the world are being affected by you. It was stability, balance, joy, and celebration because you're showing up. How does it feel to imagine you're living the life of your heart's desire?
It feels love. It feels such fulfillment, such...
Yeah, and feel the love and fulfillment because that love and fulfillment is a new chemistry in your subconscious body, in your subconscious mind. And for me, when I imagine I am playful and in the flow, you know how I feel? I feel calm and confident. I feel calm and confident. And whatever the feeling is that you have, write the feeling down. Because when you come on, when we bring you on, I want to know what it is that you want to shift, and I want to know what your I am intention is. So this is going to be really cool. This is going to be really cool, Dr. Carmen.
This is so extraordinary, so amazing, so amazing. Oh, my God, I love this. I love this. It's just a way, you know, to be in tune with you, with everything you feel, with everything that's going on, with your own transformation in resetting, you know, reprogramming, readjusting.
Dr. Carmen,
people,
everybody, like people hear, okay, my body heals. Okay, relationships are supposed to be loving and accepting. And, you know, we know that it's possible, but how come I still struggle with my health? How come I still struggle with my relationships? Right. How come I still struggle with my finances? Right. And so what the Lifeline technique does is it gives you a how-to. It gives you a step-by-step application so that this can become an exercise, a practice. Then, and that creates deeper levels of confidence and power.
If people want to be, you know, on board with you with the Lifelight technique? What do they really do in order to be part of it and become, you know, one of your Lifeline practitioners? How does this work exactly? Do people need to call you? How does it happen?
Well, you know what? I think the best thing to do is just participate in what I'm doing on November 13th. I think, mm-hmm. you know, our live event tomorrow will be really great. And then on November 13th, you're going to learn a deeper level. And, you know, people, you know, I have a whole online certification program that teaches people how to do this for themselves, mm-hmm. but also is experiential. Right. That enables people to dive on into their personal life, their professional life, and their family life, so that you can be guided and held in a sacred space for the deep healing to occur while you're learning about it as well with people from around the world.
That is so incredible. It's exactly what the world needs right now. Whatever.
Oh my goodness. So many people being driven by fear and the anxieties and, you know, and it really, it's sad for me because I know.
And misinformed, Dr. Darren, because people don't really understand. This has, this disease has been politicized. People don't try politics, don't believe in politics right now because of everything that's happening in politics. So people, they need expertise, knowledge. And remember we spoke about the pillars of health. And one of the pillar of health is having knowledge about your health. We're missing knowledge. We don't really understand what this virus is all about. How can you prevent it? I believe in preventing medicine. If you really need to, to be vaccinated 3 times, what people really need to do, they don't understand why you have this vaccine and then 3-5 months later, you don't have any antibodies. So so we're battling something that is purely medical. And there's nobody explaining us exactly what to do and how to do it. Anyhow, that's my take on it. So my opinion is we need to present everything from a different perspective. But let's go, if you don't mind, to Rosemary from Ontario, because she really would love to talk to you, if that's okay, to take a call.
Yeah.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Carmen. Hi, Darren. How are you?
So you are with me.
Great. Hi, Rosemary.
How are you, my Rosemary?
Great. I've been listening to you, so I've writing things down. So I hope I have what you're looking for. So I'll start off with saying,
what did you write down?
Well, I struggle with some mild anxiety, which causes obviously some sleep disruptions. I carry my tension in my jaw, and. But I don't think I have negative thought patterns. So this is what I'm trying to figure out. I must, so for me, it's all about my health. And my fear is that I will be incapacitated and have to count on someone else in life. And so that causes anxiety for me.
Yourself? Yeah.
So the intention I set for myself is I want to be carefree, footloose, and fancy free because so many people are dependent on me at work and family. So I feel like that's a good affirmation for me.
And how does it feel to imagine that I am carefree, footloose, and fancy free?
Well, it feels like all the anxiety just went drained out of my body, and I feel good. I feel not tense.
Don't tell me what it doesn't feel like. What does it feel like? Like, if you really imagine that you're carefree, footloose, and fancy free, and this is who you are, you're really imagining with Disney-like imagination. How does it feel, Rosemary?
I'm floating. I'm flying, actually. I'm flying.
Right. And feel that floating.
And I can go wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah, wherever I want to go, whenever I want to go.
Yes, infinite love and gratitude. So, Rosemary, that's the vibration. That's the new bullseye. That's the consciousness that you're reprogramming on a subconscious level. And what I'm doing, and those of you that are listening as well, what I'm doing is I'm using muscle testing, and I'm going through the steps of the lifeline, and I'm doing it in my own mind, and I'm just writing it down, what's showing up. And what's showing up, Rosemary, is that you have a memory from when you were 13 years of age. And so when you were 13, Rosemary, you were in an environment where your throat chakra was shut down. Your ability to communicate and express yourself, and in Chinese medicine, your ability to flow like water, your ability to accept and transform like water, was not available when you were 13. Now, I want to explain something. At 13, you were in an environment where you didn't have the ability to process your emotions in a carefree, footloose, and fancy-free way. You didn't have the ability to move through the energy of blame, isolated, and unable to hear your own voice. I want to explain that to you, Rosemary. When you were 13, the environment you were in was an environment of isolated, was an environment of unable to hear your own voice, was an environment of blame. That 13-year-old was given, remember the first part of the subconscious? It was given a gift of protection, and you survived. However, you, on a subconscious level, remained 13. And every time this part of you gets triggered, and all it takes is the color blue, all it takes is certain tones, you lose your ability to communicate. You lose your ability to create healthy boundaries. You lose your ability to use your voice to express yourself with a yes or a no. And that 13-year-old part of you, do you know how that's showing up? It's showing up as a tense jaw. It's showing up as anxiety. It's showing up as being incapacitated. That's the 13-year-old. And I invite you right now, Rosemary, embrace that beautiful teenager. Embrace her for the first time with love. Embrace her with a carefree, footloose, feeling fancy-free way. And I invite you to repeat, I'm now choosing to feel flying. Go ahead and say that, Rosemary.
Yes.
I'm now choosing
to feel flying.
Yeah, and go ahead and say this, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm now choosing to feel flying.
To feel flying
and floating.
And floating. Yeah.
Yeah. Infinite love and gratitude. Because when you get triggered as the 13-year-old, you get hijacked. And then the 13-year-old takes over your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you're not the Rosemary who's absolutely down-to-earth, present, confident, and capable. You become a 13-year-old teenager, and I've got a 13-year-old, so I know what that's like. So you become in this reactive state, and there's a trauma here at 13, and that part of you gets triggered, and we are now raising the vibration, and I invite you to just say it, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
This is a universal healing frequency because you now have a voice, right? You now have a choice. You don't have to walk on eggshells. You don't need to keep your emotions in. You can express yourself with honesty and authenticity. You no longer need to have coping mechanisms in your life because that's a 13-year-old that whose needs were unmet. Infinite love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and say it. I am feeling flying.
I am feeling flying.
I am flying.
I am flying.
I am carefree, footloose, and fancy free.
I am carefree, footloose, and fancy free.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah. Welcoming the 13-year-old part of you to her fullest potential, Rosemary, and welcoming you to the next greatest version of yourself where you now have a voice and a choice. You just reprogrammed your subconscious mind. Take a deep healing breath. Let it go. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Jared.
Yeah, and just notice how it feels to be present right now, Rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
What do you notice?
Yeah, I notice I'm not thinking about anything else. It's just I'm here. I'm in the moment. And that's something I really need to bring myself back to. I'm always thinking in the future, and that's where the anxiety comes in.
Right. And that was the 13-year-old that was always thinking in the future. And now, you know, what I would do is I would take your intention and make it an affirmation. You know, if you're a writer and you like to write, I would journal about, you know, the Rosemary who's carefree, footloose, and fancy free. Write about her. Do a vision board for her, because your life is now opening up to a whole new level of consciousness now that you reprogram that pattern in your subconscious.
Wow, that's very helpful.
Awesome.
Yeah. Super. I will do that. I am a writer, so I do like to
so,
blog for
yeah,
myself.
You see?
But
that's amazing. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good. Well, what an honor. You're a beautiful person, and I'm so grateful that I met you.
Oh, we love you, Rosemary.
Thank you so much, Darren and Carmen as well. Thank you both.
I love
My
you.
Pleasure so much.
Okay.
We're going to go briefly to Leilani. Hi, Leilani. How are you, my dear?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Leilani. How are you?
Good. So can I share quickly? I chose finances.
Okay.
And how I want to feel is ecstatic freedom and overflowing prosperity and abundance.
Mm-hmm. Ecstatic freedom.
So the struggle is with money, no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And flow, overflowing abundance and what?
Prosperity.
Oh, I love it. And I have a question first. When you connect to the struggle you're having with your finances, what emotion does that cause you to feel?
Fear.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, fear of what?
Being homeless.
Mm-hmm. And to live in gratitude. And what do you rate the fear of being homeless?
8.9.
Mm-hmm. And let's ask a real stupid question. Would you ever choose to create your life where you are being driven by fear of being homeless about your finances?
No,
no way. No way. That's a big hell no. You'd never choose it. And you're not. You know, it's interesting, sweetheart, because this is a core limiting belief in your third chakra.
Mm.
And so, Leilani, your third chakra is all about self-worth. It's all about self-value and self-empowerment. And this is influencing your metal element, which if you think about metal, you think about gold and silver and platinum, right? You're really stepping into your strength of metal, your safety, your protection. A part of you has not felt worthy, valuable, safe, or protected. That's not who you are. That's a four-year-old for you, Leilani.
Hmm.
And when you are four, you are in an emotionally reactive environment of panic and misunderstood and lack of self-care. And at four, you didn't have the ability to go, all you people that are struggling with low self-esteem, I'm ecstatic freedom and I'm feeling overflowing abundance and prosperity. You didn't have that ability at four, did you, Leilani?
No, I did not.
No, and your environment couldn't guide you or lead you or hold the space like Dr. Carmen and I can. Were they able to?
No, my mother was not.
Yeah, she wasn't. She wasn't. She could only give you what she had, and she didn't know her own worth and value.
Mm.
And you ready to heal this vibration?
I am.
Is your mom in the physical world or the spiritual world?
She's here physically. My father's in the other world. He left when I was 2.5 years old.
Mm. Yeah, so that was a lot to deal with when you were four and your mom was a single mom, right?
Right, that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah,
in a way,
sure.
Dr. Darren, my mother died as well because she was 26. My dad was 28, and he died suddenly. So in a way, she died because she just wasn't supported by her mom. Her mom actually slapped her and told her to get over it.
How powerful. I invite you to just take a moment and connect with your mom.
Okay.
And feel her in your heart. And I invite you to repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
Mom.
Mom.
I know. That you love me.
You love me.
You've always loved me.
You've always loved me.
And you will forever love me.
And you will forever love me.
The very best way you knew or know how.
The very best way you knew or know how.
And I accept you.
And I accept you.
I forgive you.
I forgive you.
I'm so grateful you're my mom.
I'm so grateful you're my mom.
I love you.
I love you.
You are loved. You are pure love.
You are love. You are pure love.
And mom.
And mom.
I am ecstatic freedom.
I am ecstatic freedom.
I am overflowing abundance and prosperity.
I am overflowing abundance and prosperity.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Welcoming that little girl, that four-year-old, to prosperity and ecstatic freedom. You're amazing, Leilani. I love you so much. Great job.
We love you, Leilani. We love
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, what a sweetheart you are.
Thank you for calling in. Dr. Darren, we're at the end of the show. You're an angel on earth. You're an angel.
Mm.
And I'm so happy and so privileged to have you on the show. And I am so moved by you. And I'm about to cry myself.
Oh, so sweet. I love you so much. Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. And everybody listening, this was such a treat. We're grateful to Dr. Darren. Don't forget about his